Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Free Psychic Readings, which we do every Wednesday at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, or daylight time now, huh? Guess I better stop that. Anyway, thank you for joining. I am your host, Linus, and my co-host, Brenda.
Hello.
Okay, well, let me tell you a little bit about the show. Free Psychic Readings is every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The phone number to call in is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Thank you for joining me. I'm a gifted psychic for over 40 years, and Brenda, my co-host, is a doctor in psychology and numerology. We try to empower... Well, she's almost
not
there,
a doctor
y'all.
Yet.
Almost. We try to empower, show love, give direction, to help with a solution, whether it's about romance, jobs, family, moving, traveling, relocation, breakups, promotions. We are here to address those areas of concern to you. We do it with fun, laughter, and hopefully understanding. If you would like or enjoy a more in-depth psychic reading, you can contact me at my website, theessenceofsuccess.com. That's theessenceofsuccess.com. That's theessenceofsuccess.com. I do psychic readings Monday through Friday, 11 a.m., to 5 p.m. Pacific time, unless there's a show on the air, and then for that hour, I'm not available. But other than that, I am here to answer your questions. And so today, I decided to start the show doing some prayers, and I'll tell you why. The last 3 days, I have heard about so many people's problems, whether it was health concerns or relationship concerns, and so I feel like to start the show today, I want to start the show with prayers and also let you folks know these prayers will be listed on my website. So if you are not able to catch everything or try to write it down, go to my website, click on prayers, and you will see the prayers that I'm reading to you today. And you can go ahead and copy it off my website and continue on. So we are going to begin now with the prayers. That which is sent to me that is not for my highest good, be it returned to the center and sender, and so it is. I'm going to repeat that because I feel that's something you should do every day. We deal with all kind of energies from all over, whether you go to work or you're retired or you're going to school, whatever it is. We deal with energies every day. So we want only goodness to come to us at all possible. So, again, that which is sent to me that is not for my highest good, be it returned to the sender, and so it is. Okay. Now, for people that's having financial problems, this is a prayer for finance. I also posted this, I believe on Monday, this finance prayer on my web, on Facebook. If you go under Gaia Bocelli, that's G-A-I-A-B-O-C-E-L-L-I, Gaia Bocelli, on my page, you'll see, just go back to Monday, and you'll see the prayer for finances. Okay, I am that I am provided every day with financial abundance. For God, angels, miracles are my shepherds. I shall not want. The desires of my life are fulfilled. I have no worries. I am that I am, so be it, it is already done. My suggestion for this prayer is to do it for 21 days straight in a row. I don't care if you do it in the morning, in the afternoon, or before you go to bed, or maybe when you first get up in the morning. But do it for 21 days consecutively, and then email me. Go to my website and email me, or either contact me on Facebook under Gail Bocelli, and tell me what your outcome is, because I'm so sure that you're going to be blessed. It'll be a lot of people emailing me. And, again, that prayer will be on my website, theessenceofsuccess.com. Second prayer, I am that I am. I let go of the past and remember only the good. I am strong, and I use my power wisely. I am free to love and enjoy my life. I am that I am, so be it. I'll repeat this prayer again. Now, when I say I am that I am, that's you and God together. There is no separation. It never was, never will be. But it's putting you in tune to the God energy. I am that I am. I let go of the past and remember only the good. I am strong. I use my power wisely. And I am free to love and enjoy my life. I am that I am, so be it. Okay, now this one is also a financial prayer that is also listed on theessenceofsuccess.com. Angels and miracles, open your portal of money and let it flow constantly for me with no beginning or ending here and now. Blessings pouring out from known and unknown spirits of past life, present life, future life, from all dimensions of time and space. I am that I am, so be it. Thank you. Okay, and another prayer. I live deliberately, harmoniously, and beneficially. I have acceptance, proclamation, and demonstration. I am that I am, so be it. Now, we've got one more. Now, this last prayer is called a cleansing prayer. And you need to do this also for 21 days in a row. If things have been happening in your life that you don't understand or feel misused, confused, whatever, the cleansing prayer will go back and present and wipe out some of those things. Or if nothing else, the cleansing prayer will give you understanding of why things are. Whether you find out or someone might, talk to a friend or a relative, whatever, and give you some points or whatever, or give you information that helps with the cleansing. So, cleansing prayer. I am that I am, asking all my highest guides, angels, and miracles to remove the wicked, angry, evil, loathing negativities of all known and unknown entities, spirits, past life spirits, from all dimensions of time and space, here and now. I am that I am, so be it, it is done. Do this prayer for 21 days in a row. I guarantee you will see changes in your life for the better. Some will notice right away. Others will experience it as time goes on. Peace, love, and many blessings to everyone. Okay, and now we are back to the show. Brenda, did you have anything that you wanted to add?
No, I think that covers it.
Okay, well, since we don't have, at the present time right now, we don't have any callers online, I'm going to do a quick talk about the shows that are on The Essence of Success Radio Network. And y'all, let me tell you, it's an all-women's network. Hello, somebody. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
All women. Women rock and we rule. Okay, that's just me. Anyway, so for the week, and also let me tell you this beside I'm going to tell you about the radio shows. If you're not sure what show comes on what date, go to theessenceofsuccess.com, click on radio, and it'll give you the schedule for all 7 days, who the hosts are, and when you go in, then you can find out what the discussion is on that particular show. So Sunday, it starts off within the studio with me, and I just want to say next Sunday's show is going to be online dating. That should be a fun show. Now, on Monday nights at 8 o'clock, we've got a brand new show that just began this past Monday. I'll let Brenda speak about that.
Oops. What'd you say?
Brenda, I'll let you speak about that, the LNB show.
You are good with putting people on the spot. I just don't even understand it. She's got the way she's going to do it, and then I'm supposed to just pick up right there. So, okay, everybody, the show that's coming up on next Monday, the Monday show, it's called LNB Passage to Empowerment with Lydia, Nina, and Brenda. And with that show, we basically give people tools to empower their lives for better quality, for better achievements, to improve your health, your mindset, your circumstances. It's all about empowering people. And we talk about our topic. We have discussions with people who call in and write in the chat. Last show was our, this past Monday was our inaugural show, and I think we all had a great time. And we end the show, we're going to end that show, every show, with a meditation. So it might be the same meditation, it might be slightly different, and just depends. But join us. There's nothing but positive that we're trying to espouse on that show and let people know that there's not really much you could come to us with that we couldn't figure out a way to reframe it in a better light for your mindset and for those around you.
Yes, so, and also Nina, one of the ladies, she's a Reiki healer.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's the other thing that happens on our show. I apologize. Thank you for reminding me. Nina actually does Reiki while we are all throughout the show. You may not realize she's doing that, but she's sending out that energy. And I'll tell you, after the show, the very next morning, I got up and I went straight to my big giant exercise ball, and my poor little ball was really dusty, but I hadn't got on that ball in for a while, and I uncompressed my back, and I did some exercises and things that I had been meaning to get to. But I think that the Reiki that took place, the energy that was on the show with everybody, even the callers that called in, Holly and Ronnie and
Melody.
Mel,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. To me, Atlantis, it just seemed to me like that energy synergized me in a real positive way. So,
oh yeah,
I felt really peaceful when I got done with my ball, and I felt really peaceful the night after the show, and I was talking to Nina and she was getting ready to go to bed, and I said, yeah, I'm going to stay up, I think. And she said, no, you're going to bed. And I said, yeah, I don't think so. It was probably 15 minutes later I was knocked out. But Nina has ways of getting that positive energy out to you, even though you're not aware of it. So it's a real good feel-good show, and it's the feel-good that carries on into your life spiritually and energy-wise beyond the hour. So join us next Monday. I'm really looking forward to that almost more than, you know, my classes.
Oh, and let me put a tidbit in there, folks. That at the end of that show, when they do the meditation, oh, my God, I got so peaceful. I almost went to sleep. It is so relaxing. I mean, I'm not telling you tune in for the last 10 minutes. Now, listen to the whole show. But I'm just saying, the way the show ends, you're just at peace. You're at peace. And that's a good way to end the night. It really is. So
yeah.
Just throw that in there. Okay, Brenda, we'll talk about Tuesday's show, young lady.
Okay, well, Tuesday's show is BYO Brilliance. And in that show, the purpose of that show is basically to help you realize, remember, and reconnect with the brilliance that you were born with. And I don't care who you are, there's brilliance within you. You might be a stone-cold murderer and rapist and all kinds of horrific things that are, well, there's no other way to say it, they're anti-social type things because it doesn't necessarily help society, but there is brilliance that you were born with, and I think it's when we forget that that's within us that we move off the path to a better life. So you can tune into that show, and we talk about different things like who's driving your bus, who's coming into your inner sanctum, who are you letting in your house,
mm-hmm.
You know, what uniforms are you putting on in your head that are driving your life in places you may not really want to go. So we talk about that. We haven't had an interview in quite a while. And hopefully I'll get a chance to pull an interview in with a few folks that I believe have a lot of really great things to share or stories. But I've just been a little bit busy with other things. So just tune in. Check it out. Tuesdays at 11 o'clock every day.
And the Monday show comes on at 8 p.m. too.
Today. Oh, sorry. It's only 11 o'clock on Tuesdays.
Right.
I don't have time to do every day. I'm busy
with... Yeah, bring your own brilliance. Yeah, that's right, at 11. But the Monday show, the LNB show, comes on at 8 p.m. Monday evening.
Oh, I'm sorry about this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, just a little, so they know what time to tune in. But 8 p.m. Pacific time. And if you're on the East Coast, it's 11 o'clock. So go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the Tuesday show, BYO Brilliance. And then, of course, on Wednesday, here we are.
Which we're here now, yeah, our psychic reading show. So,
right.
And that's at 3 o'clock for 1 hour. And then we go to Thursday back to Brenda for Filmcology.
That's right, Filmcology. That's film plus psychology. And basically, we look at the psychology behind the characters, the psychology of the plot that's going on in the film. And there's a lot that goes on in films. There's a lot about what's going on that influences us, certainly it can inspire us. Or we could use what's happening to the characters in the film. We could take a look at that and apply it in our own lives. We had a wonderfully powerful show a few weeks back when we reviewed the Silver Linings Playbook. And I'm so honored from the input that came from all the callers that called in. They shared very personal information. And the good thing about that show is we talked about a lot of aspects of the bipolar condition that happens to quite a lot of people in the world. And the movie tells you a lot about how it affected one family, and then some of the callers told us about how it affected their families. But we did talk about the symptoms, and we did talk about steps you could take. And I think that there's a lot of positive there for you. Mental health is not something to be feared. Mental balance is where we're all hoping to be. So if you need to seek mental health mental health services, there's no shame in that. It's just as normal and natural as going to a nutrition to get your diet, your body in balance, or going to a doctor to heal something that's going on, or you go see the doctor even when you don't have something wrong. You just sometimes check in. And the mental health services are just as accessible and they're just as valid in your life. So my goal is that Somcology will help people to understand that if you go to your baker, your your butcher, your candlestick maker, or your psychologist, your friendly psychologist, these are all really healthy and normal things to do. I don't want all my clients to be schizophrenic or people who want to murder, you know, little dolls. I would like some of my clients to be people who are just needing to blow off steam sometimes, because we all need that, including psychologists. Psychologists see people too. So just so that you understand that, that's a lot about what I hope this show will bring about a change.
And
don't look down on anybody who has to seek or who does seek mental health services. Okay. Oh, this Saturday. This Thursday, sorry.
Yeah, but Brenda,
okay,
tell
hold on.
Okay.
This Thursday, it's going to be at 11 o'clock. My shows are all at 11 during the day. This show is Linus's show, so her show is different. But when Brenda's on this, it's like 11 o'clock on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So. And this Thursday, we're talking about Aliens, the next in the line of Alien Anthology. This is all related to my dissertation because there's some things that's going on in science fiction that I think could help to improve our lives.
All right. Looking forward to that. And she's doing that series all month, folks, just to let you know. The Alien series. So you got to tune in every week because isn't it four aliens, Brenda? Four shows?
Yeah, there's four in the anthology series. And listen,
yeah.
It's not creepy because you're not having to watch the movie while you're talking on the show. But it'd be good if you watch it before you tune in because there's some brilliant things going on beyond the monster.
Yeah.
Quote unquote monster. Okay.
And then on Friday we have Traffic Jam Fridays. It begins at 3 o'clock. I do 30 minutes of music, and what it's about is that when you're leaving your job, however that your week has been, once you get in that car and you hear my music, whether on your phone or through your radio, you know, through your phone, through the radio in the car, your USB port, whatever, I want you to drive home with a good frame of mind, and hopefully my music will make you like toe tap or tap your finger on the steering wheel, that by the time you get home and walk in the house, you got love in your heart and you got a brand new smile on your face. So that's my, and I just want to tell people, now last week I dedicated the show to parents and grandparents, so we had doo-wop music from the 50s and the 60s, which was great. And so this Friday, it's going to be a surprise. I'm not going to tell you. You'll have to tune in to find out what the music's going to be about. And
yeah,
then,
it's fun.
Yeah. We have a good time. And then Saturday is Time to Love at 3 o'clock Mountain Time. Is that correct, Brenda?
Correct.
Yeah, 3 o'clock Mountain, 2 o'clock our time, Pacific. And this show is by Lydia Pello, and I'll let Brenda explain that. But it's great. Well, I just want to say this. You need to tune in on Saturdays because she's been having some fabulous shows, and, like, she ends the week of our shows and just brings it all together. Like I said, Women's Network. Okay, Bren.
Yeah, it's all about love. And this show coming up, she's talking about synchronicity. And she's talking about the synchronicity of life and love. And Lydia, the L people, Lydia has a whole lot of experience living life and different situations. And she's real adept at looking at ways that those experiences have infused her own life with love and how to bring love into the different situations that she's experiencing or encountering every day. So to me, she's really in touch with that part of ourselves, and everybody needs love. She sings, she dances, she's just one big bundle of joy and love, and just allow her to touch you just a little bit, and I believe that you'll keep coming back. Many people do, for what she's given out. It's the good stuff.
Amen.
It's the love. So.
Amen. Sure is. Okay, thank you so much for that, Brenda. So now we've given you the schedule for the week, and we're going to take our first call. Area code 617, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hey, sisters.
I knew.
I was thinking about you, Lisa. You know, I almost said, Brenda, I hope Lisa calls in.
Yeah, because I thought it's about time that we hear from Lisa.
Yes.
Last week, but it just seems like a long time.
I know. How are you guys doing?
Okay.
Oh, much, much, much better. Doing good.
Good.
Doing good. I just, just listened to a lot of problems and stuff this week. I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show. I started the show out today with prayers.
Wow.
Because I've been getting calls, people would, in fact, just before I went on the air, I did a reading. Had a client just before I went on the air, so it's like I'm hearing a lot of relationship problems, or either I'm hearing about people with health problems, and I'm like, you know what, it's time to get to praying.
Amen.
You know, just put the
Amen.
Prayers out there and help people, because I don't know any other help.
Amen. This is true. This is true. Very true.
How have you been, lovely Lisa?
I'm good. I'm good. I just made a quick decision. Well, I've been thinking about it for quite some time. I'm going to go back to school, and I'm going to do it online.
Hallelujah!
Yeah.
Bless
you. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, yes. I shouldn't be the only sufferer in graduate prison. You need to jump on in there and, you know, give me company.
You two are a mess.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm real excited. Are you just generally going back to school, or are you deciding on a specific path or degree path?
You know, I'm just deciding that at this moment, it's something that I've been wanting to continue, because when I divorced, I just stopped going to school. Everything just stopped for me, and I just... You know, I've been saying, Lord, you know what? This is what I want to do, and I don't know how to go about doing it. I don't know where the money's going to come from. I don't know, you know, where the laptop's going to come from. I just don't know how this is going to happen. And I'm at work, and I hear this commercial that if you want to go back to school, there are colleges that will help you and that will supply you with a laptop.
There are.
Yes, and I didn't know that. I had no idea about that. And I heard it on the radio, and I said, oh, my gosh, I need to find a pen. And I didn't have a pen on me at that time. I said, okay, you know what? And it kept bugging me. It just kept tapping at me, you know, try to find out about this. And I just turned on the radio, and I said, you know what? I had a pen and paper with me. I said, you know what? This sounds like the station that I was listening to. Maybe that commercial will come on again. Within about a couple of minutes, the commercial came on again, and this time I had a pen and paper. And took down the number, talked to one of the guys. I talked to an advisor and said, you know, this is what I want to do. This is the area that I live in. I want to go online. And I just got off the phone maybe a couple of hours ago talking to someone in regards to going back to school, and I have a meeting with him actually tomorrow, an orientation.
Oh, God bless.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm going to do it. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to do it. I don't care how long it's going to take me. It's something I have to do. And it's something I want to do.
Yeah, there you go.
You don't remember
when you first started
calling in how we told you that your future was getting ready to just expand. Do you remember any of that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And it
did
is.
Did I believe
see?
It? Did I believe it? No. I didn't believe it for me. I didn't believe it for me. Not that what you were telling me was not true, but I couldn't open up and accept that.
Yeah, when we're kind of, having a rough time, sometimes it's hard to see. We're closing. When we're having a hard time, our eyes are clenched so tight, we don't want to see the next monster around the corner.
Exactly.
Like at the end of our bed, right?
Exactly.
So we don't see that morning has arrived and the curtains have been open and we're okay to jump out of the bed and
Absolutely.
Get moving.
And only that, it's where I'm at now. And work-wise, I look at this and I'm like, I'm grateful for what I have now, but, Lord, I want better. I want more and I want
better.
Amen. Amen, sister.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm like, I'm not settling for this. I'm not settling for this. Oh, God,
good
now I'm getting emotional here. I don't know why I'm crying.
Well,
no, that's okay because you know what? The
You're
light
honoring
is all
your
around
spirit.
You. Yes,
yes,
ma'am. The light is
You're
all around you.
Spirit.
You're stepping out, honey, on faith, not sight.
Yeah. You know what this is? Emotional is like your body is like, thank you for loving me.
Yes.
Your heart and your mind and your spirit, thank you for loving me. Thank you for loving me more.
Amen.
And
I look at this and I'm like, you know what? It's the amount of money because I can settle. I know how I am. I can settle. Especially when it starts to get comfortable for me, I can settle. And 5 years from now, I'm still at the same place, making the same kind of money, just being still.
No.
Because I've settled. I've become comfortable in this little thing. I've become comfortable, and it's like I can't I can't do this anymore. I deserve better.
Oh, girl, yeah, that's not you. We told you when you got that job that was temporary. You knew that, right? We told you that.
Mm-hmm.
That
but
wasn't any permanent because you're going way up above that. And you're on that path now. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Go on with it, Lisa.
Yeah.
You got me
shouting
over here.
I see things that I want. There are things that I do want. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's almost like I see a life that I once had. And I want my nails done. I'm gonna tell you, I want my nails done.
Well, why shouldn't you love yourself? Your hair, your nails, your massage, whatever. You are loving you, honey.
Yes. And I see nice products. I love Carol's daughter. I would love to buy these products. I like that. It's like, how can I say? I don't want to sound like I'm being greedy or selfish, but I like that. I like looking nice for me. And I haven't done
beautiful.
That in years. I work in this type of job where I'm touching beautiful handbags and shoes and clothes, and I'm like, wow, at one time this was me. This was me at one time.
Well, that
and I
was
to
then.
Get back
gonna
to that.
Be, oh, not get back. You're going to do better than that.
Yeah.
Go on out there and get you a Gucci, girl. It's going to be better. It's going to be better than that. Where you were at and you thought you were lost, but, baby, now you're found because your eyes are open. You're no longer asleep. You're
and
awake.
It doesn't matter what other people aspire to. See, hey, I pretty much, figure that I'm going to be in high top tennis shoes or something like that when people come into my office and, what's Pippi Longstocking doing here in place of the doctor? But I have my little monkey sock hat and I love it. And I used to think all the time, like, well, that's not appropriate or people would think I'm not being serious. But it's like, listen, who I am inside, you can't
That's
get
true.
More serious than that. So it doesn't
That's
really
true.
Matter what I'm wearing. So
That's
does
true.
That mean that you, I don't appreciate how you're going to want to dress? My aunt, She dresses to the nines. You and her could step out and have a great old time, and I'd be like, I'll meet you guys at the picnic. But that's okay. You know, you don't need to. It doesn't mean that you're materialistic just because there's a level that you want to keep at your base.
Yes.
And once you set that, you can keep going up higher and higher. You just keep going up higher and higher. And you might get to a point where it doesn't matter to you as much anymore because you'll realize that all the jewels and all the nice stuff, that's inside you. It doesn't matter. There's no bag out there that can make you look or appear more incredible because your spirit does that for you. And I'm not saying that you're not at that level or whatever. I'm just saying it doesn't matter what you choose for you. That's what's best for you.
Exactly.
You have to apologize to some, even if somebody's a, you know, raw eating, you know, overly spiritual type person. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make them better than you because
that's
they're not wearing Gucci.
That's
true. It just means they have a different way.
Very
and
true.
Honoring your desires is what's important. Honoring how you feel in whatever it is you choose to wear, that's what's important.
That's very true because, you know, it's for me, it's just, to, again, just to be loving to me. You know, it's been close to, you know, 2 years that I haven't bought a pair of pants or new bras and new panties and even a new wig. And I love the one
I
do
understand.
Have. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, this is like, I see this on a daily basis of just some really nice things that I would like to have for myself. And I just got to the point, I'm like, you know what? No, this $9 an hour is not gonna cut it. It's not going to cut it. You know, I made this when I was, you know, in junior high
much
school
younger.
Working much younger, exactly. And I'm like, this isn't going to work for me. I mean,
no.
I appreciate it, Lord. I am grateful. I am so grateful. But we can do better.
Yeah. Okay.
We can do
and
better.
And you
I'm
are
grateful.
Doing better.
Yeah.
Oh yes, don't think we can. You already are. You're on that path. So
yes,
and you can do it. Just believe in yourself, Lisa. When I started this radio network, I didn't know. Nobody taught me. They didn't tell me how to run a network. I stepped out on faith of God and me.
Yes.
I believed in me.
Amen.
I said, no matter what, I'm gonna put my best foot forward and try.
Yes.
If it succeeds, thank you, God. If it fails, thank you, God. But at least I try.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And that's the same thing. That's the point that I'm getting to. It's like, how can I sit back and say I can't do this when I've never tried? I've never stepped out and tried it. And me going back to school, I didn't even think in my mind. I didn't even think that I couldn't do it when I was talking to the gentleman on the phone. It never entered my mind that I couldn't do it.
See?
I just picked up the phone and called and, you know, said and didn't think about it. I just really didn't think about the fear of can I do this? How is this going to happen? I just said, Lord,
you
know, I want to go back to school.
Could.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because inside you, you already know you can do it.
Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
And this time I'm going to do
it.
This. I'm going to push myself. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm doing this for me. And I'd like to
say, amen, sister. Amen.
Where I'm at, it's just not. It's not cutting it. It's not. No, I just no. I've gotten too comfortable, and this is not. It doesn't work for me anymore. I gotta bump
That's
this up.
Beautiful.
And now
that's
then
beautiful.
I feel
I
like it's different brand of. It's a different energy of people. I'm not saying that where I'm at that people are less than, but for me, in ways of communicating and having conversation and just. Being around people, it's a certain energy. It's just a certain energy. Do you know what I mean? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. They're not on the same level as you. And not saying that they're worse. They're just not on the same level of what matters to you. Some people are really caught up in the day-to-day.
Right.
But like Tony Robbins would say, you know, stop just living day to day and design your life.
Yeah.
That means, you know, really think about where you choose to be. really think about how you look, how you feel, what you're doing in the life you're choosing to live, and start living that.
Yes.
Even if you have to do it in little pieces.
Yes.
I've told people
baby
many
steps.
Times, if you want to buy a new car and it's just in your mind, you want to do it, stop wanting and start doing it. If you, nothing else, go get yourself a new keychain. Carry that keychain, and every time you're holding that, it's like, I am driving my new car.
Amen.
And just start imagining the car you're driving as your new car. Pretty soon.
That's a good idea.
Guess where those keys are going to, that keychain is going to be? In the new car.
That's right. That's right.
It is that simple.
And
people, we've read where they say, if it's that simple, why doesn't everyone do it?
Exactly.
Because they, because they're too busy watching 8 million, you know, TV specials, and, you know, they put all their time in their favorite sports team, or they're busy meddling in someone else's life. If you don't can't take the time to invest in the life you want to live, then you'll basically be investing in somebody else's.
That's right.
How many people are more concerned about Kim Kardashian or Paris Hilton than their own life?
Exactly, yes.
And
yes.
That's why those people are famous, and the people who just spend all their time and energy on them are not.
That's true. That is so, so very true. And like I said, this morning, it was like, you know what, this just doesn't, it's not working for me anymore. Where I'm at, it's not working for me anymore. It's just...
Tony Robbins said that if you're frustrated, get happy.
Mm.
I remember the first time I heard that from his series.
Okay.
And he said, because when you're frustrated, that's when you're going to be moved to action.
Yes.
And that's when you start making your changes.
Yes, that's so true. And that's why I say that I'm getting too comfortable. And I know what's going to happen. I'm going to start to settle.
Yeah.
Until there's a big blow up. Yes.
Thank
until something shakes me out of this comfort zone. And I'm like, I'm not going to wait until it gets to that point. I'm going to start deciding now. This is not working for me. It just isn't. I have a skill. I'm creative. I can do a lot better. And trust me, no one's going to come and say, hey, you know what? We've got talent here. You know, I really like what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not going to do that. They're not going to do it. They see it, but they're not going to say anything.
I don't know. I'm not convinced of that, but I wouldn't trust that you could just sit there and do nothing, and that I think that we, like Lydia says in her show on Saturdays, it's very important to put action behind our what we intend.
Yes.
And what we hope for.
Yes.
And so
yes.
I know there's
a
lot of people who believe
work?
That. Well, I'll just sit here and God will take care of it.
Yes.
Well, good Lord, you lazy whatever. It's like, are you... You know, why has everyone got to do for you?
Right.
Thank you.
You know, faith without works is dead.
That's
you can talk all you
Amen.
Want to.
Amen.
You know, but if you don't put, again, just like you said, if you don't put action behind it, it's nothing. And that's how it was for me. It's like I just picked up the phone, called. I didn't hesitate anymore because it just kept gnawing at me. You need to call. Don't hesitate. You need to call. And
well, there's student loans, sweetie. There's student loans. There's ways around the financing. It's not always easy. But usually if you haven't had any student loans out, you still should be able to access them.
Yeah, I've never had a student loan.
Oh, well, you don't have any problem getting money then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, never had a student loan. I think the last time I actually went to school was 2001.
Okay, and I'm sorry,
well,
I shouldn't
you,
say you won't
get
have
get in
any
while
problem.
You can.
Get
exactly.
In, yeah.
Get in while you can.
It's like, you know what, this is the moment you got to do it.
And
hey,
check all your resources.
My graduation date has now been shifted to February 22nd, 2015.
Mm-hmm.
But... you know, when I started out, this all started because somebody, you know, put their hands on me. And I was sitting in an apartment just afraid to go out the door, didn't know what to do with myself. So, I honor the fact that that nutball hit me and choked me and did all the things he did, because it set me on a course of a better path. And I was very frustrated, and I thought, I can't just sit here and let life pass me by.
Yes, and that's how I feel. That's how I feel about me. It's like, this can't be my day to day. It was okay in the beginning, but this can't be my day to day. You know, for me to, you know, step forward and have a life of my own, you know, there are things that I need to do. And trust me, it's not just going to appear out of the blue for me. I have to really start taking action in where it is that I want to go. And one of them was school. Do it online. You don't have to. You don't have to take the train into Boston. Do it online. So
yeah,
you can still work.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
know,
can get financing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I know that the Lord will make a way, but I have to say yes to it.
Yes,
I have to say yes.
You know, when you do one step, He'll take two. You just got to get out there and do it, and other things will start opening up. You'll be like, thank you. You'll be like, wow.
absolutely. Mm-hmm. And even working this job here, I feel like there's this divine protection that's around me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're going to be there until it's time for us to say, you need to move on.
Yeah, I mean, it all will flow. Trust me, it will.
Absolutely.
Doors will just keep opening up for you, and you're just going to be like, I cannot believe that happened. Pretty soon, you're not even going to say that anymore. You're just going to be, that had to happen because this was going on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, through school, I had situations where I was just, my computer blew up once. My mom, I was working on my final research paper. If I hadn't have got that grade, I would have had to take the class over, or I don't know. But, yeah, I had to rebuild a computer real quick to finish up my research paper. Trust me. I mean, I've been through all kinds of stuff, but I just kept plugging away.
Yeah, yeah.
And there are many times I didn't think it was going to happen. When I had statistics, I thought, this is taking me out. I wasn't really suicidal, but I thought if I had a gun. Okay, folks, I'm just joking. It was just a tough class, and it really wasn't tough, but my mindset was that it was going to be tough. So I kept telling myself it was tough, and it was just silliest thing to do. We set the standards in our life. We set our mind perspective. And just looking back at the fact that I got a B when I didn't even turn in all my assignments, come on. Obviously, I was the one that was causing the problems. So
and you get a B out of it.
Yeah. Huh?
And you get a B out of it.
Yeah, I got a B out of it. Yeah. I got a B, and I was just a couple points from an A. So that that's more humbling because you begin to really see how much you sabotage yourself.
Oh yes.
So just don't be like me that way, but be like me and just go ahead and go. Research what it is you're hoping to do and keep researching it. Don't just stop once you get in school. Keep researching it and making sure that you know you are going to meet all your needs.
Yeah.
And, just in case there are new things that crop up for your profession so that you can cover all the bases. So when you do end, you're going to be prepared.
Absolutely. I agree with you 110% because that's exactly, the course that I'm on. And it's I feel that my sister who passed in 2011, I've been thinking about her a lot, and I'm just so proud of her for what she's done, for what she has done with her life and how she provided for, she was a single parent, and how she picked up from Massachusetts and went all the way to Virginia, had a wonderful career, had a beautiful place for herself, and just provided for herself. And I look at that and went to school and worked full-time and took care of her daughter, and I'm just so proud of her. Just so proud of her, and I'm like, this is the direction that I want to move in. Because if
well,
my
you know, Lisa, you, it's good
would.
That you called in because, as Lennis was saying, she had all these people calling in with all these problems.
Yeah.
And I think that this is very fitting for you to call in with all this great information
yeah.
and great news
yeah,
of
yeah.
you moving forward. Right,
yeah.
Lennis?
Oh, Lord, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been praying while y'all talking. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I'm in that realm right now.
You know,
yeah.
it's just important. It's very important for me. And it's like, you know, because I thought about a couple of weeks ago when you were telling me that there was someone around me.
Yeah.
That there was a man around me. And I'm like, oh, you know, if this is going to come forward for me, I need to be in a place of accepting of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And be on my path before anyone enters into my life. I need to start thinking about me.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying that they're going to force themselves on you.
Oh, no, I know that.
But they're observing, and, you know, they're observing. I mean, they're observing. And not, you know, like I said, it's not a stalker way, but definitely I know you guys are going to meet. And it's just going to be a nice, it's going to be so much nicer than you probably expected from your past relationships. But,
yes. And
yeah.
I want to be in a mental space.
Yeah. You,
do you know what I mean? I want to
yeah,
be in a
you'll
mental
be fine.
Space.
You'll be there.
You know?
You'll be there.
Yes.
This
yes.
is like spiritual stuff. So spirit, mm-hmm. the universe knows when something is right on for you.
Mm.
We go off path is when we choose that we're just going to do what we want to do without thinking about even when we know, we feel that something's not right, we're just going to storm ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I know
we
it well.
We all get warnings. We all are spoken to. We all have our guides.
Yes.
So,
yeah,
yeah you're going to be fine. And sometimes
yeah,
the guides come in the form of other people. That happens. It's very... very, very real. So,
very true.
As a matter of fact, Lydia and I have spoken at times where we were talking about how we were speaking to somebody about something they needed to hear spiritually, but then we both would all of a sudden, for me, my body would shake, and it was like a gong saying to me, this is words that you need to hear. They may not even been words I'd ever thought of or spoke, but... I was telling this person, but it was really the spirit speaking to me.
Wow.
And, I mean, we all benefited, but it was always I would get sort of a shaking to, like, alert me. This is something you need to really pay attention to, Brenda.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Wow.
So, yeah, it was kind of creepy when I was younger. I didn't quite understand. I was like, am I the only one feeling an earthquake? But...
Yeah. Let me ask you, how did you and Linus meet?
Brenda's
well,
my baby,
she stole
baby
me from
niece.
The crib. She's a thief. Heart. She's a thief of hearts.
When Brenda was real little, she was my baby. She was little. That was my baby. But it's interesting because when I finally had my own, had Chabonet, oh, my God, she would just be terrible to poor little Shab. She'd just inchworm and drag her across. I mean, Brenda just did stuff. Today, my daughter would kill anybody over Brenda.
Wow.
Her heart is Brenda.
Oh,
oh no. You talk about Brenda, do some. She even, her dad says something out of pocket. Shab checked her dad so quick, you don't talk about my cousin. Mm-mm.
Oh, my God!
But isn't that something, you know, I know we're going to be talking about synchronicity Saturday, but that's something because Brenda I love so much, and then, you know, she babysit a Shab, of course, you know.
Oh.
But then it ended up here, both these women are grown, and Shab love is so strong for Brenda.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
It's kind of like it went full circle. I love
wow.
Brenda, and Shab loves Brenda. But my love was different, like from a mother to a child, where Shab
right.
is like a big sister.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Mm. Yeah.
Nice.
So
never
was,
know.
Yeah, because the two of you just have such a good rapport. It's almost, I feel almost like mother and daughter.
Well, we are. Brenda and I are close, and I believe in a past life. I haven't done that yet on us. But I
yeah,
think somewhere
very,
in a
very
past
close.
Life, Brenda and I probably were sisters, or maybe
yes.
mother and daughter. I don't know. But, yeah, we are quite close. Brenda and I are
yeah.
closer than me and my oldest sister.
Wow.
And Brenda,
wow.
of course, is young because, you know, I'm 65. Brenda's barely 50, so, you know, yeah.
No, Brenda's not
yeah.
barely 50. Brenda is now 51.
Wow.
Please. Please. Yeah, okay.
You
that
guys are young.
Saying.
Let's give her that
you
one, guys.
Hey, it really doesn't matter to me. Half the time, I can't remember my age anyway. I mean, I was 34. I thought I was 36, and one of my friends said, no, you're 34. It's like, oh, yeah. Oh, okay. And then I think my friend Melody, I was talking to her or something. I said, how am I? Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to be how? Am I going to be 50 or 52? And she's like, well, let's see. When are you born? And I just don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care about age. I do have a really young face.
You have a young spirit, too.
The juvenile attitude to boot.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what?
Because when I hear your voice, I just, I see you about maybe like 35. When I hear your voice,
people can't tell how old I am.
No,
Brenda
is young.
My family is really used.
Yeah, I'll tell you this, Lisa. When Brenda, when we were all grown, when she became grown, all Brenda had to do was put lipstick on. That's how pretty
wow.
her face is. All she
wow.
had to do was put on lipstick. I'm telling you, Brenda was getting more booty than us. Okay.
Okay. That's enough about
my personal life. Let that go. We'll let that go now. But anyway.
Lynn, you're beautiful too.
She's very beautiful.
Right.
So here's the thing.
You.
You know, it's the family is really, they have like some kind of probably a curse or somebody did some double dealing somewhere because nobody looks their age. Nobody.
Wow.
I mean, our great-grandmother, she was 101. You probably wouldn't think she was a day over 80 or 70. I don't know.
84, 85.
The way our family
tends
to look. So when I was driving bus and I was 36 years old and these little 16-year-olds kept coming up to me trying to get my phone number. It's like, I am like older than your mom. I'll bet you anything. It's like, come on, give me your number, please. It's like, God, none of my passengers believed that I was 21. It's like, you have to be 21 to drive.
That's right.
But when I tell them I was 30 or something, they'd be looking at me like, I don't believe you. Same thing for Linus.
Yeah.
People didn't know what age she was, and she just enjoyed messing with their heads because that's what she does.
Well,
so,
look, I'm 65, Lisa. I don't have a wrinkle on my body.
That's the God's truth.
I am 65. Now, I got cottage cheese in the thighs, girlfriend. I ain't gonna lie. I got some cottage cheese in the thighs. But my body, my face, my neck, my eyes, my arm, there's no wrinkles.
Yeah.
God has truly blessed me.
Absolutely.
So Brenda's right. When people look at me, they can't. You're not 65. You can't be. You don't look.
Yeah,
like
they think she's 40
like
or something.
Yeah, they think I'm in my 40s.
And
yeah,
one time, her daughter was upset because they went to the grocery store and this young man was trying to, you know, get some time with Linus. And Chauvinet said, "I'm right here." She goes, "He couldn't have been more than 25." She's like, "I just don't want to go to the grocery store anymore with her. She's just taking all of my action." So, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess people probably think that's a really great thing. Personally, I don't want to live forever. I just, want a quality life. And, you know, I'd like to touch people's lives in a way that's positive so that they can have a quality life and that they could tell two friends and be with. So I'm just, you know, let it go out. That's more important to me than looking, quote unquote, young.
Well,
and,
for sure. And that may which has helped us because we are such giving and loving people that we're not superficial. We're, you know what I mean? You got to have the plastic surgery and all the makeup.
Exactly.
Like, yep. No. We love people and we just try and do our best because that's what we want in return. So that helps too because the life that you live will show on your body. I believe that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's so true. That is so very, very true.
Well, listen, before we leave, we got a few minutes. I want to talk about the Malaysia flight that they can't find. Y'all got a few minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I would like to, I'll tell you this, Brenda, is for all of us to get together and just focus on that plane, because I'm going to tell you what I feel.
Oh,
I don't know. Brenda, I feel like that plane went to another dimension. I concentrated on that, and I was asking in spirit, where is that plane and all those people? And I was told it went into another dimension where it was snatched up. Now, on Tuesday, I was told in 11 days there will be a surprise. I don't know what that is, but in 11 days there will be a surprise for Monday. Now, maybe there'll be some aspects of the plane. I don't know, but I will tell you this. Wouldn't it be something if that plane showed up and it wasn't a passenger on it?
I'm getting chills. When you said that, I'm getting chills.
Yeah, that plane
because
might show
that's
up
what
with
I
nobody
thought.
On it.
That's what I thought the same thing. I'm like, it just popped in my head. I'm like, they went into another dimension.
Yeah, they're here. They're on the earth. They're not in our dimension. We live three and fourth dimension. These people are probably like in fifth or sixth dimension.
Mm-hmm.
They are alive, but they're not existing in our realm.
Yeah.
So why this
they can't
happened,
find anything of this plane, nothing of this plane.
No, because like I said, you know, I retired out of aviation, Lisa, so I know about planes and landing and frequencies and all that. You have not found a piece of metal. You ain't found no body, no luggage or nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Either on water and even land. That plane, because it's so big, I'll just say this from aviation, you've got to have a certain amount of length on that runway. Okay, you got to have a frequency to land that plane. So, okay, it's been, what, 4 or 5 days? Where is the plane at? It only has six. It had how much fuel? I think it had 12 hours of fuel. But we're talking about now, folks, 4 or 5 days since Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 6 days. They ain't found that plane. And to be honest, at first I said, they will never find it. They will never find it. Oop. Y'all, hold on. We got a caller. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. Hold on.
Area code
719, you're on the line with Linus and Chabonet. Who's this? I mean, Linus and Brenda. Oh, my God. My daughter must be talking about me. 719, who's this?
This is Julia. How are you, ladies?
Hi, Julia.
Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. I'm sorry. We were talking about family. I don't know why my child's name popped in the head. But anyway.
Uh-oh,
well, Julia,
you need to
welcome
give him a
to
call.
The show. No. Welcome to the show, and what can we answer for you today?
Well, actually, I talked to you last week. Sorry for calling back so soon.
No, don't be sorry.
No. I told you to call back, Julia.
Yeah.
Well, just, you know how it is, you get things on your mind and stuff, and it's interesting because I was listening to Lisa's call, and she's, you know, it's so similar, our situations, that she's just like the step ahead of me, that she's gone through the divorce and, you know, trying to figure out where she is and where she wants to go from here, and so it just, you know, I was listening, it's like, wow. She's like,
I thought about you, Julia, when Lisa was saying that. And I almost said, you know, there was a caller last week, but then I just thought, no, let Lisa talk. But I thought of you when she said that. I thought that sounds so similar. I know, people, you're probably thinking, right, anyone could say it. But I really did. I thought about you exactly when she said that. So I'm really glad you called in.
Beautiful.
Yes. And I'm
tell
glad
us what's going
Lisa's
on with you,
sweetie. Helping you. Yeah.
Well, it's just, you know, the stuff, you know, the what ifs. You know how your mind always, you know, that chattery mind that wants to always go to the negative side of the what if, you know. So it's just I'm trying to not allow my mind to go there because then the anxiety of it sets in. And you know, at the end of the day, there's not a lot you can do about it. We're not really in control of anything. We're just kind of doing the best we can with the situation as we're, you know, as we're in it. So,
Okay, see, now, as opposed to last week I kept feeling really joyful. This week I'm feeling sort of tearful. But listen, you need to understand something and start shifting, the way that you think about when things seem sort of frightening, this is the time for you to just flip it. It's like things seem a little bit shaky and scary. This mm-hmm. is the time for you to think, oh, my gosh, that means everything's getting ready to blow up in a positive way for me. Mm-hmm. Literally start looking at what's coming around the corner, something better than I thought was going to be there. So that you don't have to keep infusing your fear in there and start being expectant for incredible good for your life. You have put in some really good energy to the universe. You've done some really nice things for people, and a lot of people don't know it. You're not one of those people that toots your own horn. You're really not. But you've done a lot of really good things. I can feel it. So just expect that crop to start coming up. It's you've seeded. I don't think you were intentionally trying to get something out of it. But whatever you seeded, it's getting ready to reap for you. You're harvesting all that good you've been doing. You did things for people that when nobody would. You did stuff like this, didn't you?
You know, I don't even think about it as doing it. It's just, you know, where you are at the time and if it helps. And I'm always happy, you know, if I've helped somebody, you know, how it gives you that warm, fuzzy feeling when you feel like you helped in some small way. So, but I,
well,
like
sweetie,
you said, I don't, you know.
When they said, when they say payback's a bitch, your payback's not a bitch. It's bountiful.
Yeah, it is. Karma works both ways. It's not always bad. Karma can be good.
That's
and
right.
You can be very blessed. So
yeah.
Karma, bad connotation for people. They think, ooh, it's bad, it's bad. No, karma can be very good.
Yeah.
And I can see now why I'm crying. Well, okay, the reason I'm getting teared up is because you're just going to be, I can't believe all this happened for me. You're just going to be so shocked at the good that's just getting ready to explode in your life. You mark my words.
You know why I called in today? And I even wrote it on the paper because I always take notes when I call into a show. And
yeah.
I always date it. And the first thing under is hope. That's what I called for. And that's
aww,
what you're giving
sweetie.
Me. So thank you for that. That's what it, sometimes we just need to reach outside of ourselves to get a little hope.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Julia,
mm-hmm.
let me tell you, at the beginning of the show, I did about 10 minutes of different prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, I've got them on my website, theessenceofsuccess.com. Even while we're talking, I'm praying for you now. But
thank you.
You might find, you know, some of those prayers that will make you maybe feel a little bit better, you know, and maybe empower you, enlighten you, or even just give you peace, to have a peace of mind. I'm going to say this real quick. There's one prayer that I did earlier, and I said, I am that I am. I let go of the past and remember only the good. I am strong, and I use my power wisely. I am free to love and enjoy my life. I am that I am, so be it.
Awesome.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, for you, Julia.
I just brought it up on the website. Actually, there was something I saw on your website. It says, it looks like a book cover, or it says spirituality is having your own experience. It was religious.
Oh,
I don't know
yeah.
where it is. But
yeah.
Or is it? Oh, it's further down. Hold on.
Yeah,
yeah. It says religion is belief in someone else's experience, and spirituality is having your own experience. And that's what I want, to have my own experience, because I feel like, you know, I've read and I've gone to workshops and I listen to stuff, but I want to have it myself. I don't want to be parroting back. You know, I have like a lot of knowledge in my head, but I want the experience myself. I feel like in my heart I am spiritual, but I guess I would like, you know, how the universe sometimes gives you those experiences that say, see, you really are. Now you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about it or believe it. I want to know it myself.
Okay, Julia, I'm going to tell you, God only sent two things down, two spirits to help us on this earth, and it was angels and miracles. Yeah, we may pray to God, but it's the angels and miracles. Angels are around all of us every day, 24/7, some two, some three, five, whatever. But also, I want you to know in yourself, like Brenda said, it's all coming. Tell the angels and the miracles, I'm ready. I am ready for my blessings. That's what you say. Angels and miracles, you know, just like if you're talking to me and Brenda, you talk to your girlfriend, angels and miracles, I'm ready for my blessings. Let it begin now. I'm ready. I'm ready to make that change. Because like Brenda said, you're like a flower that's getting ready to bloom before the sun can even shine on you. It's just like, whew. So believe me, what Brenda's telling you is the truth. But I want you to know that you got to believe that these things are going to happen. They really are, like Brenda said. But tell the angels and the miracles, you're ready. I want my blessings now. And you will be guided the way that you need to go. Just like you were listening to Lisa today, and thank you, Lisa, again, for sharing with us. But, you know, you never know from one day to the next. Once you put it out there, maybe like a radio show, a phone call, maybe a little child might have said something to you, and you're like, there it is. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Julia, did you have you read that book, Wishes Fulfilled, The Art of Manifesting by Dr. Wayne Dyer?
No, I don't think so, but I'm writing it down.
Okay.
I write all the time.
Little scholar. She's a little scholar. So that's a good book to read. And there's a woman in there, Lydia. I can't remember the woman's name right off, but there's in the book he talks about a woman who passed on. She died for a spell. She did come back. But one of the things is that she came back and she was saying that all this other stuff just doesn't even matter. And part of the problem had to do with how we held our own selves back because of our own, you know, fears and thinking that we're unworthy in some way. And even when I'm telling you that you have seeded all these incredible things that you've done for other people, you don't even rise up to say, yeah, I have helped out a lot of people. Instead, you're still in this very humble, I didn't think about it, and I'm sure you didn't, but I'm telling you something about yourself. And what I'm telling you is something, if I can see it, trust me, the universe already knows, and there's actions behind it.
Amen.
Somebody told me something like that years ago when I was, I don't know, my 20s. And the man I saw psychic, and it was every once in a while I will see a psychic here and there, and I can kind of tell if something's going on weird with them. But we had gone to Canada, and he was telling me all these different things, and he would just like, have you, because I just don't really give him anything. And I said, yeah, I mean, I've done nice things, just like you're saying, but I didn't do it because I thought, ooh, I'm going to get something back. And he said, you're a wealthy woman. And I said, what are you talking about? And he said, yeah, you're a wealthy woman. He said, I'm not saying it's necessarily financially, but he said, the things you've put into this world, he said, you're going to get some serious payback. And it was weird, you know, it was some weird guy said that. But if you knew my life and the things that I've come through and even just where I'm at, what has risen to help me out is unbelievable. And really, I am very blessed. The kind of friends that I have around me are unbelievable. The things that happen around me are still unbelievable. So when I can feel that spirit in somebody, I'm not really worried. But you have put a lot out there. You know, and that's probably why it's so difficult that you were treated the way you were with your husband. But I'm telling you, you're going to get protected. I mean, you are being protected, actually. And all the people that put you down because you don't stand up and say, please stop stepping on my toes, because you have a different way about you, they're going to fall away. And you're going to feel that joy that I felt last week about your future, because you're going to be really happy. You'll see it. You'll feel it. But you're due this. Understand that, right? This is what you're due.
Amen. Thank you.
Julia, three things, if you'd write this down, please.
Okay.
Write down, I love myself. I forgive myself. And the last one is, I thank you, highest good. Now, some people say God, Buddha, Muhammad. I don't care. That's up to you and your discretion. I say highest good just to cover everybody up there. But every day, I'm telling you these three things, because when I get up out the bed and after I go to the bathroom, I stop. I forgive myself this day. I love myself this day. And I thank you, highest good. All right, let's go. That's it. I've covered myself for the day. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Yes.
I've covered myself for the day to love myself, even when I don't know how to love myself, to forgive myself because I don't know. Maybe I hurt my cat's feelings today or whatever, but just forgive me. And then thank you for today. I'm here. I don't know what the day holds, but thank you. Thank you, highest good. Good way to start your day off.
That is an excellent way.
Yes,
our special people.
Julia, I don't want to cut
you short.
You can
call at any time, Julia.
Yes,
thank you.
Just like Lisa can call at any time. Anybody out there, you can call at any time. If you got some issues and you're going to be kind of, you know, all messed up and mean, well, we might limit your time, but otherwise. Because I'm not trying to feed that. But you're always welcome to call. There's no limit on that.
Limit schizophrenia, okay?
I didn't say
put
that.
Put it in the corner and take it, have it out with yourself and come on back when you're done.
Because
oh
as Lydia
God,
teaches us, and not just Lydia, but many masters out in the world, that, you know, love never ends. If there's no short supply. Constant. You can't overuse it. You can't use it up.
Amen. Thank God, right?
Yes, thank God. Yes, sweetie,
yes,
absolutely.
Yes. Julia, stay on the line with us if you like. I've got one more call I want to get to.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Before we get off there. But no
apology.
No, don't apologize. No, ma'am. That is fine. I want you to stay on the line while I answer one more call here.
Okay.
Area code 718, you're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Celine.
Hi, Celine. How are you today?
I'm here.
Thank you for your patience. I appreciate that.
Oh, not a problem.
Okay. Okay. And how can we help you today?
Yeah, I would like to find out about my health situation. I was in the hospital and for about a week and a half. I'm having issues with my heart. Would you be able to tell me if things is going to get better?
Oh, Celine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling it because I'm feeling the flutter in my heart. I'm asking, is it going to get better? Was this an inherited heart disease? Does someone else in your family have heart difficulties?
No, not that I know of.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question slightly off topic there, Celine?
Yeah, sure.
Who's the guy in your life right now? Who is that guy?
A guy? I'm not seeing anybody at the time.
Do you have a friend that's a guy that's around you?
No, I don't.
A boss.
A who?
A boss, a supervisor, something like that? Nobody?
No.
Interesting.
Okay, what I just got, they're going to go through your left thigh inside by your pubic area, if they haven't done it already. And it looks like some valves they need to open, but you're going to be fine. Your lifestyle is going to change.
Okay.
It'll be for the better. It's not worse or anything like that. It'll be for the better. It just means you need to take more time to listen to your body, you know, when you're having difficulties. And also I see that you're going to have to watch your diet, how you eat, maybe more liquid and fruits or vegetables, but definitely more liquid. I don't see that you're drinking a lot of fluid. You need a lot more fluid in you. The only thing that I see, I'm looking in the future, and I'll let Brenda take it from here. I see that if you have a child or you're going to have a child, you're going to have to be monitored for your 9 months because of your heart. And it's not that, you know, the baby will be fine and you'll be fine, but they just want to monitor you. And I don't know, maybe Brenda was asking about a man, like, you don't need to get really upset. That's why I'm saying that you need to deal with your mind and your body, how it feels.
Okay,
go ahead, Brenda. I'm into it.
I just get a real, like, it's you definitely don't want to overwork this heart. It's almost like what keeps coming to me is light, but I don't know. There's a guy that just seems like this guy is somehow in your life, and I don't know what he has to do with your health. I don't know if it's somebody that's in your life that stresses you out inordinately or what. But
it might be a doctor.
I'm feeling it, and I'm not a healer type person like my friend Nina is more like that and Lennis is, but I'm feeling it. Like, I'm feeling it in my chest, and it's just you're
me
almost
too.
Like those people that have that heavy heart thing, but then your system, it's just too much for your system. So, and as far as your recovery, what keeps coming to me is it's going to take a while. In other words, you can't just go through surgery and then the next day or the next week assume that your life is just going to be back to the way it was. So I don't know if there's some guy that's getting ready to come into your life and you're just kind of smitten with him, but then he brings you through changes. If anybody comes into your life and they're sort of bringing you through changes, like you can't figure out where they are, what they're feeling or whatever, and you get nervous about it, that's the person that you're going to need to try to back away from. Do you understand why I'm saying this to you?
Not exactly, but
okay.
Again, I'm not dealing with anyone.
Then
at the present time, this person will enter into your life. Yes,
life. I'm getting this light keeps coming to me all the time. Like there's a lightness to your constitution. What that means is your constitution doesn't take big heavy hits very well. Okay, constitution is another way of saying somebody's general health, their body's ability. You have a light constitution. You're almost frail. You may not seem frail, but you are. So you don't take things very well when somebody's coming at you and they're confusing you or being, you know, an ass or asinine. That can harm you.
Yes.
But you see me recovering from this heart situation.
Yes,
condition.
You're recovering.
Yes.
You're
yes,
recovering.
Yeah,
absolutely, you're recovering.
Mm-hmm.
Just it's slow, and you have to be gentle with you and make sure everyone who comes into your space is gentle with you.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm very sensitive, but I try to hold in, you know, my emotions.
Ah, that's what's doing
Stop
it.
Stop it.
Honey.
That's what's doing it.
That's what's
You're
doing it.
You're causing toxicness to your body.
Yes.
That's what it is. Because I'm so weak right now, it's like I can barely sit in this chair. It's like I just want to pass out. I'm being drained.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
This is scary.
Selena,
feeling.
Quit that. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm
it's a scary
tell you right
feeling,
now.
But yes,
uh-huh.
you.
I've been
I'm
going to
tell you, Selena.
Mm-hmm.
No, what'd you say, Selena?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say?
No, I said you know that I've been you know like at my weakest that I've been you know going back and forth to the emergency room, and the last time they kept me, they said I have congestive heart failure. And they have me on medication and everything. But I don't, you know, feel like I'm getting any better. When I go out and walk, then I have to stop and, you know, take a breath.
Well, yeah, honey, you got to go real slow. That's what Brenda's telling you. Stop pushing yourself. You're going to be fine. But quit pushing yourself. Just take it a day at a time. Just take it a day at a time.
Fearful.
You ain't going nowhere, sister girl. You're going to be here for a while. You ain't going nowhere. But you got to take
fearful.
Care of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your fear is feeding into your illness. Okay?
Yeah.
That's hard on you.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I'm thinking the best thing for you, Selene, is to start filling your mind with really positive things, watching positive movies. Just, you know, for you, breathing is hard. So
it's like I don't. It's like I forget how to breathe. In a sense, like I'm, like, you know, I'm just totally off now. I just, you know, just fear and a whole lot of other, you know. Negative things that's just taken over my being.
Well, we have to stop that. And instead of going for a walk, can you just put a chair outside somewhere and sit for maybe 15 minutes and then go back inside? Just when you sit outside, deep breathe in the air and look at the sky. Look at the sky. Look at the sun when it's out. But really breathe it in. And just allow the world to heal you with healing air.
Mm.
Okay, and you take those deep breaths. Mm. That's going to help you more than that walking. I know most people would say you just got to walk, but you're really frail. So just allow your body to heal. And then when you start to walk, if you're starting to breathe like a little heavy, you know, maybe just turn around and go back and sit for a little more in the chair and then go inside. But just really start treating yourself like you were a little baby that you
right.
absolutely adored, like a newborn baby. And you want to hold your baby and take care of your baby, and you don't expect your baby to get up and start jumping around and dealing with other people and their stuff.
Right.
You're going to protect that baby.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You will heal if you start going from the healing thoughts and taking care of your baby, protecting your baby. That's you.
Mm. That's what I feel. That's what I feel like. I have no protection. I have no... It's just... I've just been dealing with a whole lot. It's now taking a toll on me physically.
Okay. Yes, it is. I want to tell you, number one, when people come to you with garbage, tell them you don't want to hear it. Okay, because this also affects you. So when they're talking about garbage or gossiping, anything to me is like garbage or
I can't think of the word Lydia used on the show the other week. That was compost. But anyway, just tell them no. I don't want to hear that. I can't accept that right now. I'm trying to heal. So I just appreciate it that you don't tell me that. I don't want to be involved in it. And that...
Hide it well.
Oh, I think I'm off the air. I'm sorry. Everybody, thank you for being with me today. Man, the show was so good, I didn't realize I was off. Next Wednesday, 3 o'clock, psychic readings with Lennis and Brenda. Thank you, everyone, and we
thank
are
you,
praying
ladies.
For you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Julia and Lisa and Celine. You call back in, sweetie. Just take it easy.
Love you guys. Love you.
You guys
love
too,
you,
sweetie.
Too.
Love you. Have a good week. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
See you all.
You too, everybody. And don't forget to check on my website for those prayers, theessenceofsuccess.com. All righty, and we're out. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.